For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. One of the most concerning aspects of the coronavirus is that many people who've contracted it may be asymptomatic. Officials say more testing is needed to rule out as many negative cases as possible. But those tests are in short supply. Now, researchers at Michigan State University are working on a testing protocol that does not use those hard-to-find materials. I spoke with Dr. Jack Lipton, the chair of the Department of Translational Neuroscience in the College of Human Medicine at Michigan State University.
We were reading a paper that was coming out of China from the University of Wuhan, which uses a particular technology called droplet digital PCR, which is a machine we happen to have in the laboratory, and they're using this particular machine to detect coronavirus in patients in Wuhan, China. So we thought, hey, maybe we could do this. I talked to my colleagues, Carol Sortwell and Joe Patterson, who are both faculty in our department, along with my lab manager, Allison Strauss, and together we, in about a week, got together the reagents to do the test and validated the test according to the CDC process.
Okay, I'm going to back you up just a little bit. What is a reagent? That sounds like it's very critical to the process.
It does sound fancy. So a reagent would be any chemical that we'd be using in the process. So one of the problems that we have right now are the chemicals that are used to take a sample from a patient. So let's say you get a nasal swab. We need to take that material and extract the viral genetic material out of that sample to see if we can detect it in our system. And the reagents that are used, which are these chemicals, are part of those kits. So if you hear about kits that are going out to sample patients, that particular set of chemicals that are involved in the extraction process are in short supply. So we have worked with some older techniques that people used to use before we had convenient kits for this kind of thing. And those particular chemicals or reagents are not in short supply. We can get those readily.
Your team is claiming that the new testing method is 500 times more sensitive than the standard coronavirus test, and it also reduces the number of false negative test results that can incorrectly diagnose people as being free from the disease. How does that physically happen?
So without getting too technical, when someone has a very low viral load, they may show up as negative on the standard CDC test, right? So we're amplifying genetic material, and if that material doesn't amplify to a certain level, then the test is considered negative on the standard test. Since we can see it at a lower level, we can say that someone may still be shedding virus when the regular test says that they're clear.
That's amazing to me. I'm just sort of astounded that other groups have not come upon this the way you and your team have.
Maybe it's because we're old and we know how to use things that were around before kits are available. I think a lot of people can use this. There are thousands of labs around the country that could do this relatively easily.
You just recently co-authored an article in the Wall Street Journal that explains the situation about academic research labs conducting studies. It's not the same thing as clinical diagnostics. So as you alluded to, there's some red tape involved, regulatory issues that need to be cleared up to allow laboratories like that at Michigan State University to move forward with this test and to make this more available across the country.
Absolutely. And so there are a set of rules, which the acronym is CLIA or CLIA. And these rules are designed to make sure that laboratories that are offering clinical diagnostic tests are doing so in a very consistent, robust, and reproducible way. But in order for any laboratory like ours, an academic research laboratory, to be able to offer a clinical diagnostic test, we would have to be certified under that CLIA rule. It's a really onerous process. And we're calling for the FDA and the CDC to work on lifting that restriction and allow laboratories like ours who can demonstrate that they have a working CDC and FDA approved coronavirus test to be able to offer up their services to provide clinical diagnostic services.
This really sounds like a game changer to me. It's just, as you say, it's kind of a matter of getting this through the bureaucracy.
Exactly. If we can help people understand the importance of what we're talking about, particularly people that are in decision-making roles in the government, then we can work on making it practical for now while still maintaining safety for patients and the high quality of testing that everyone expects.
Dr. Jack Lipton is the chair of the Department of Translational Neuroscience at Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine. We've been talking about a new COVID-19 test that he and his team are working on at MSU. Dr. Lipton, thank you for taking some time for us today, and I absolutely hope that any challenges to getting this product approved can be surmounted.
Thanks very much for your time, Kevin.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.